Hi, this is Randy, and you're listening to the fantastic 44th episode of the Beauty Brain Show for Tuesday, August 19th, 2014. I'm Randy Schuler, and I welcome you to the only podcast where you can talk to real scientists about your beauty problems. And speaking of real scientists, I'm here with one right now, Perry Romanowski.
Hey, Randy Schuler, how are you?
Perry, happy anniversary.
Yeah, can you believe we made it 44 episodes?
44 weekly shows. And
haven't missed a week.
And that's very impressive, all things considered. Now, you know, if someone's just casually listening to the show, they might be wondering, why would you be doing a 44th anniversary? That seems a bit random. So maybe do you want to explain that to the listeners?
Well, yeah, 44. Well, 44 is just a great number. But actually, 44, that just happens to be my favorite number. And there are a lot of reasons for this. And I actually believe that all people should have a favorite number.
And why is that?
Well, you know, I think that in our society, we don't pay enough attention to numbers and math, and everyone's afraid of these things. But once you get a number and you embrace that number and you interweave that number through all aspects of your life, you come to enjoy things like mathematics. And then that sort of naturally springs to science. And I think it just leads to a more educated population.
So let me just paraphrase you. You're saying people should believe in numerology and then,
not numerology at all. Just you develop an affection for a number. And that, you know, the thing about a number, that it's never going to let you down.
you're a sad, lonely man. So anyway, I said, okay, so why 44?
So 44, there's a variety of reasons. I love palindromes. 44 is a palindrome, right? Same backwards and forwards.
Okay.
Hey, remember that time in 2002, the year of the palindrome?
So we were at some offsite production deal, and we spent the evening making up our own palindromes.
Right, and I thought we came up with a real gem, which I've never heard before.
What's that?
So I'm clawing it on that we invented this poop time. I emit poop. Right?
So that's if you write that out, it's and read it forwards to backwards, it's the same each way.
Yes, wow. A palindrome. So
that's
I love palindromes. So 44 is that.
Okay.
But the real thing is 44, my birthday, 4-4, right?
So you were born on the 44th day of the year? What does that mean?
No, that's February 13th, actually. No, the 4-4 is the way we here in the United States do it. So you put the month first and then the date second, 4-4.
Right. If you were in Europe, how would you write it?
It would still be 4-4.
Okay.
So there you go.
Just checking.
Just because it's a palindrome, right?
So that's your birthday.
You know what happened? When I was growing up, I come from a family of like a lot of kids. There's seven of us, geez. But I was the third one born. And I think by the time you have a third kid, you're like not really paying attention to him much anymore. I mean, my two brothers who are older than me, they have these baby books filled with pictures and scrapbooks and stuff. I have one and it says, insert photo here.
I refer you to my earlier remark about being a sad, lonely man.
And then the next kid was the first daughter, so she had it, oh man. But I think as a way for my mom to make me try to feel special and not ignored as I actually was, she gave me this nickname. She would just call me PT44. And so as I was growing up, she just ingrained this number in my brain. So became my brain. And so I tried to interweave 44 wherever I can in my life.
Wow. That's...
For example, I had a dog. You know, my dog's name? Ruthenium.
What?
No, it was Ruthenium, the 44th element on the periodic table.
I'm surprised you didn't name him... Wait, who's the 44th president?
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Ah, that can't be
right. No, it's actually
right.
Barack Obama.
Yeah, I see 44, okay.
Yeah. Actually, I was going to run for president. When him and Bush were going.
Just you, just you could so, have been you know, the 44th president?
I would have the potential.
I see. Kind of a publicity stunt, but okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's good for the internet, right?
So anyway, that's why, everybody, that's why it made sense for us to celebrate, you know, not not 6 months of podcasts, not episode 50, which is what, you know, your normal run-of-the-mill beauty blog would have celebrated. No, no, no. We celebrate our 44th episode.
Exactly, 44.
But to be honest, you know what? It's actually not really the 44th episode. You know why?
Oh, well, I guess that's true.
Because I'm not counting the lost episodes.
Oh, the lost episodes that when we first... You see, when we first started the Beauty Brains, we were more anonymous, and you were so anonymous, you were invisible.
That's what I strive for.
And this was back, what, 2006, maybe?
Yeah, or something, yeah, 2007, maybe, yeah.
And actually, when the Beauty Brains started, I always had the idea that the Beauty Brains would really be, it's car talk for cosmetics.
Sure, car talk is that show on NPR.
NPR, right, where people, it's a radio show, and people call in with questions, and they yuck it up and answer.
Right.
And I always liked that concept, so I thought, like, right away we should do a podcast, and since you were, like, invisible, we couldn't really do that. But we got a girl to play the part of Cerebellum.
Well, that was Cerebellum, right?
Oh, right. I'm sorry. It was Cerebellum.
Not too much of a peek behind the curtain, dude. No.
It was Cerebellum, who was also at the time, actually still is, my wife.
Oh.
Right?
Let's see.
She actually does have some cred. She's a cosmetic chemist also. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, we did about six shows where, essentially, we did do the car talk format, but instead of, you know, actually the show we do now, we do we usually do one question and we go really in depth.
Yeah.
In this show, we would do four or five questions and go really superficial.
But you didn't have audio questions, so we've upgraded.
Au contraire.
Oh.
We actually one time did have an audio submission.
About that.
Yeah, we had one of our coworkers record one and just a portable microphone. But the sound quality just wasn't right, and so what we just did, we had Cerebellum read the questions.
Ah, okay.
That was fun, and actually those are lost episodes. We lost them in the big data crash of 2012.
Right.
Or is that
2013.
Yeah.
And then you eventually, you know, she eventually stopped doing the show because you kept referring to her as just the co-host. Is that what happened?
I think that's for matrimonial harmony.
Well done.
Actually, the truth is it takes a lot of effort to produce podcasts.
Tell me about
it. And yeah, exactly. As you know.
Well, it takes a lot of elbow grease, but it also takes a lot of input from our listeners. And I just mentioned our audio questions. I think one of the things I've been most thankful for in the course of these 44 episodes are all the people who have, you know, taken time out to record themselves asking a question for us and agreed to let us put that on the show. I can't thank those people enough.
Yeah, it's great, the audience participation that we've had. I mean, someday I'd like to see us do like a live call-in kind of a thing, but which would be great. And what do we get? We're getting, you know, over 1,000 people listening to these shows.
About, yeah, 1,000 people a week tune in, yeah. So so I thought, you know, it might be a nice little tribute to those people, to you guys, our listeners. I put together a little audio montage that I thought I could play.
Oh, great.
All right, so here we go. Here's my audio salute to our listeners.
Hi, Beauty Brains. My name is Allie. I'm from Bellingham, Washington.
Hi, Perry and Randy. My name is Lisa, and I'm from Chicago.
Hi, Beauty Brains. This is Prima.
My name is Master Barbara Williams.
Hi, Randy and Perry. This is Cindy.
Hi, Beauty Brains. This is Melanie from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, Beauty Brains. This is Heather from Burbank, California.
Hi, Beauty Brains. This is Shannon.
Hey, Beauty Brains. This is Krista calling in from North Carolina.
Hi, Beauty Brains. My name's Katie.
Hey, Perry and Randy.
My name is Wade.
Hi, Beauty Brains. This is Gail.
Hi, Randy and Perry. My name is Mary Ellen, and I am from Daytona Beach, Florida.
Hi, Beauty Brains. This is Melissa calling from Sherman Oaks, California.
Hello, Beauty Brains. This is Christina from Los Angeles, California.
So there you have it. Lots of good memories there. We had a couple of our male callers or male listeners send in a question. And, you know, some of these came from all over the world, right? Now, Katie was from the UK. We had a question from Australia, Canada. Remember our listeners in Hungary?
Yeah, I do. I mean, that was great just to hear all those different voices. And I think it helps the show, too, to break up the sound of the voices.
Well, I have been told your voice is annoying. So anything we can do to kind of undercut that, I think just helps the quality of the show. So.
That's right. I've heard yours is very soothing. Like you could actually be an NPR guy.
It's nice to have a backup career. So anyway, thank you guys out there. We really appreciate it. And don't stop. You know, we're always looking out for new questions. So all you have to do is record it on your smartphone and send it in, and we promise we'll at least try and answer it to the best of our ability.
Right. And please tell your friends about the Beauty Brains. You know, it would be great if we got the podcast onto like a radio station too. Well, so if you know anyone who's looking for content,
exactly. Any listeners who've got connections. You know, one thing, and I know we're going to do a little special segment for everybody, but I want to jump to something else first, because there is one sort of sore spot on the show that it's kind of the elephant in the room. I just want to address it right now.
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do not, no.
Well, you should, because this is the one thing that I think has produced more scorn and ire from our listeners than anything else we've done on the show, and that would be our signing off tagline for the show.
Our little catchphrase. Sure, the tagline,
For most of these 44 episodes, we've signed off by saying, be brainy about your beauty.
And when you say we, you say you have.
I think one time I got you to grudgingly say the line, but you know, from the get-go, you know, you were not really on board with the catchphrase. Let's not beat around the bush about it. But I think I at least got you to be neutral about it. But then we would get this hate mail, you know, from some of the listeners who just decried the tagline. They just didn't like the tagline. So we've kind of gone back and forth. Then we'd get a comment. Somebody said they'd like it. So it was back in. Then we'd drop it for a week. We'd bring it. So we've sort of settled in on the tagline as is. But I just wanted everybody to know that we do have a list of alternate taglines that we could go to if needed.
Yeah, absolutely. And, the tagline is sort of like a foot fungus where, you know, you have it, you try to get rid of it, and it just keeps coming back. And then eventually you're like, you have a little affection for
that's,
it. You know?
That's the nicest thing you can say about it? Good Lord. All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's see if you like any of these better. So I'm now going to read the top 10 list of alternate taglines for the Beauty Brains show. All right, here we go. All right.
Sure.
Number 10, we're the Beauty Brains, but you can call us the Cosmetic Craniums. Number 9, goodbye from the Beauty Busters. That was actually, I think, your original name for the show was Beauty Busters, or for the blog.
Exactly, you know, sort of it was a homage to the Mythbusters,
right.
But I think we wisely veered away from
that. I
think
we did. All right, that's number 9. Number 8, learn to formulate cosmetic products. Oh, wait, no, wait, I'm sorry.
That's a different show.
That's a different show. That's the Chemist Corner tagline. I'm sorry. Okay. All right, number 7. Here's the new one for us. How do you like this? Number 7, we debunk your beauty junk. I think that could work. Number 6, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, love that.
Well, now that's... But you have to explain that one.
Well, just when I had a regular job, we worked together. Whenever I would go into a room and on my way out, I would always turn back and say, hey, thanks for stopping by.
That's so random. I love it. All right. Number 5, and answers to other beauty questions you're dying to know.
Wait a second. I've heard that before.
That is the tagline to our book. I'm sorry. I get those things mixed up. By the way,
sub-tagline.
If you want to order that, it's on Amazon and the iBook store. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Number 4, go make a difference.
I love that advice.
Number three, cool beans. And I still don't understand what that means.
Remember when we went through that cool beans phase where we were saying that all the time?
Oh, I know we said it all the time. I just don't know why.
Not either. I wonder where that comes from.
All right, number two, thanks, everybody. That's from one of our old bosses, right? That's how we would end our staff meetings, by just saying, right. Thanks, everybody.
Right. And then when he left, we just kept that up.
Right, it was a tribute to him. All right.
It's funny.
And at least two of us think so. And so now, here is the number one alternate tagline for the show. We're two dudes talking about makeup. Deal with it. So there you go. If you don't like Be Brainy About Your Beauty, there's 10 excellent alternates that you could...
Right. I think I might try to slip one of those in.
All right. There you go.
All right. Well, this 44th extravaganza continues. I thought we were going to do a little... it's not really a trivia contest, but some trivia about the show.
Oh, that's so self-serving. I love it.
Yeah, and we'll give the answers at the end, just in case you're curious, and to get you to stick around to the end of the show.
You are a marketing genius, Prairie Romanowski.
It wasn't something I studied in college, but it's one of those things you can just learn.
All right, well, I love the idea. I actually have I'll start off. I have a trivia question.
All right, go right.
So these are for the people playing along at home. Perry, you don't get to participate in this. All right, number one. How many episodes of the Beauty Science or Bullshit game has Perry actually won?
That question.
All right, well, that's mine. You got another one?
All right, how about this question? Here's an easy one. What's the subtitle for our latest book?
Ooh, that's a good one. And if you wanted to buy that book, where would you go?
You can go right to our website, thebeautybrains.com, or go to amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com or wherever you can find your favorite ebooks.
All right, there you go. All right, here's another one. There are three questions that we use to figure out if an anti-aging product works. And we've talked about these on a couple of different shows. These are called the what questions. What are they called?
Good. Okay. Fourth one. What kind of creature is lurking in my backyard? This creature has been discussed on the show a few times.
And this is not some sort of obtuse reference to Mrs. Romanowski.
No, it is not.
Okay. All right. Let's see if the readers can get that. Speaking of self-serving, here's another question. Who came up with the name The Beauty Brains? Let's see if they've
got... This is actually a controversial
one. This is not controversial.
All right.
Very clear-cut answer on this one. I'm sure our readers will get it, no problem.
Okay, here's another one. All right, listeners, if you've heard the show, you've heard a few of these Randy rants. What is the website that Randy rants about the most?
And here's another website-themed question for you. What's the name of, and I think maybe once I've mentioned this on the show, but what's the name of the website that Perry cheats on me with? I might have brought that up.
You might have mentioned it. And it's really, it's really a different subject, kind of.
You stop making excuses.
All right, and the final question, this little segment. We did a book before this book, and actually we did a book even before that other book we just did.
Right.
What it was the name of our very first book?
The very first book. So if you're keeping score at home, there was the first book, then the second book, and then the third book, which is It's Okay to Have Lead in Your Lipstick.
And answers to questions. something like that.
Excellent. Well done. Okay, so stay tuned at the end of the show, and we'll give you the answers to those eight questions. All right. I thought now maybe we could do kind of that special thing we put together.
Oh, yeah.
So can I set this up?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure.
So, I'm not sure if everyone knows this. I think we probably have mentioned it on the show a couple times. But Perry, in addition to being the world's most famous cosmetic chemist, also is a bit of an
amateur. Look it up on Google.
A bit of an amateur musician. And magician, and a magician too, for that matter. But musician is what's germane to today's special little treat. So we teamed up in kind of what I would call the kind of the Lennon and McCartney of the cosmetic world. I wrote a song, completely original, completely original words and music. Put that together, and then since I have absolutely zero talent, Perry has recorded the song. So we've got a little singer-songwriter thing going here for you, and it—I think this very well could become the new theme song for the Beauty Brains.
I have to say, it was a good effort, it turned out all right. We'll see. I'm always a little shy about.
You know what? I'm gonna blow your own horn for you then, because you did a fantastic job in this. I think your voice. Your voice hardly sounds annoying at all when you sing.
maybe the show I'll just start singing all of my responses.
So I'll tell you, let me play this for the listeners, and then I will put a link in the show notes to the video so they can actually watch you perform, and I'm sure it will bring tears to their eyes just as it did to mine.
Indeed. All right.
So let me just cue this up, and here we go. The brand new Beauty Brains theme song for the first time anywhere.
Hey, beauty fan, do you have trouble knowing when your hair is growing strong? Or why dry skin? Dry skin is such a bummer, then you should listen to our song. Brands, beauty brands, telling lies, fooling me, fooling you. Knowledge never felt so good. Real scientists, we know everything we should, but now you read other blogs, and they just seem so phony. The ads all sound like baloney. So when you shop, and shopping gets confusing, don't forget that we told you true. Brands, trusted brands, telling lies, fooling me. Beauty brains, knowledge never felt so good. Real scientists, we know everything we should. Love beauty brains, knowledge never felt so good. Real scientists, we know everything we should. Oh, the Beauty Brains. Happy 44th episode, Beauty Brains. Wait, I'm telling ourselves as I have.
Yeah, don't track the logic too closely. No, great performance. I just love, you know, now hearing you do it though, that tune sounds familiar. I don't know, that's right, just my imagination. But well done. So that's for you guys out there in the listening audience, and you know, feel free to send a copy to your local radio station if you are so moved.
You know, actually, quick story about ukulele playing. I actually was on TV playing the ukulele.
I'm not sure I know the story. Do you have time to tell it?
Sure, sure. You know remember Jay Leno? He used to have a show.
I do know this story. Of course I do, yeah.
Right, Jay Leno. So I was on his show in October, I think, of last year, where I played the ukulele while balancing a hat on my nose and singing When the Saints Go Marching In. So there you go. That's my musical credentials.
I love that you state that like it needs no further explanation whatsoever. So this was like I always remember like David Letterman doing stupid human tricks. It's kind of one of those things, right? It's
like, right, it was, you were supposed to impress William Shatner.
Oh, so you weren't even going to mention that Shatner was in the deal. Come on.
Yes, William Shatner was on the show too, you know, the guy from Star Trek. Unless you're a T.J. Hooker fan. Or unless you're a Boston Legal fan, then he was Denny Crane. Sent some good characters. Anyway, yeah, he was on the show. I did my bit. The audience cheered loudly. I did not screw it up, but it still did not thrill.
Oh, well, sorry to hear that. Oh, it was the Thrill Bill or something, right? Was that the,
right.
Was the bit? So
how to Thrill Bill.
But still, I mean, you've, you know, between that and being on the Dr. Oz show.
Sure, sure. There's not a TV show I wouldn't go on, apparently.
You're such a whore. All right. Well, anyway, congratulations on that, and thanks again for the performance. So,
thank you. Great writing, by the way. So it all fit right into the melody.
All right. Well, we do have one more little piece we could do for our listeners. I have a little contest.
Oh, a contest.
Yeah.
All right.
So here's the deal. I call this segment "Name That Noise."
Name that
All right,
noise.
So here's the game. So I'm going to play a sound effect, and the audience has to identify what the sound is and how it relates to the Beauty Brains. So if you've been listening to the show all along, I think this will be fairly easy, but you have to know your Beauty Brains history to get this. So does that sound like fun?
All right. It sounds great. And so this is a contest. Does the winner get some?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Yeah, so... you know, we just talked about the wild success of our tagline. I've actually decided to go ahead and make up T-shirts that say "Be brainy about your beauty." So,
hey, wait, did you run by the executives in Brains Publishing?
You know what? We're gonna meet after the show, and I'll fill you in all the details. Remind me to tell you about the refrigerator magnets and keychains too. But anyway, So the T-shirt, you can win a Be Brainy About Your Beauty T-shirt if you are the first person to leave a comment on the post from this week's show. Leave a comment with the right answer of what this sound is and why it's relevant to the Beauty Brains. So you got that?
All right. So that means I can't guess.
You can't guess, although I'll tell you what, you go ahead and try, and then I'll just cut your guess out because I'd like to hear and see if you can get this. All right?
Sure, sure.
Okay, so here we go. Let me just play the Name That Noise clip for this week. Here we go. So Perry, that's the sound. Don't say your answer, but do you know what that is?
I think I have a pretty good idea about that
okay.
One.
All right, very good. Well, when we're off the air, you can tell me your answer. So that's the deal, everybody. If you know what that is and how it relates to us, just leave a comment on the show notes for this week's post, and then we'll get you your free T-shirt. All right. Wow. I mean, could this be any more salubrious?
Wow. I'm exhausted.
You know, I'm tired, but it's a good kind of tired.
Right. I know what you mean. It's like climbing a mountain.
I guess it is. So so happy anniversary, Perry.
Yeah, and to you too, Randy. I just like to say you do an excellent job of putting this together, and it's lots of fun to do this show with you. A lot of people don't know, Randy does a lot of the scripting of the show, and he does a ton of work on this, and he's just he's been doing a great job on this.
Well,
so excellent.
Thank you. It's certainly a partnership. I mean, without your you had the vision of doing the podcast in the first place, and the technical acumen to sort of make it all happen. So I think we work well together as we have for low these many years. So I guess
as we did when we put together the book, it's okay to have lead in your lipstick.
And answers to other beauty questions you're dying to know.
Which you can get at Amazon or go to our website. You can get a paper copy.
We'll autograph that for you.
Yeah.
So I tell you what. Let's. What do you want to do? Let's give our sign off tagline, and then we'll give the answers to the trivia competition. If anybody wants to stick around, is that how you want to do it?
Yeah, I think that sounds good. So answers after the turn.
All right, everybody. Well, remember, until next week, we're just two dudes talking about makeup. So deal with it. Happy anniversary.
Thanks, everybody. Yeah, all happy right. anniversary.
Okay, so let's run through these eight answers.
Yeah, the answers.
All right, here we go. So, right here. Okay, the first one was, I don't know if I have these in exact order that we read them in, but how many episodes of Beauty Science or BS has Perry actually won? The answer is one. One single episode.
Whoa, that's worse than chance. The next one was the subtitle of our book.
Somebody's got to get that right. Yeah, it's in answers right. to other beauty questions you're dying to know.
Yes.
All right. I think the next one was the three questions we use to figure out if anti-aging products really work. Those are the Kligman questions, named after the preeminent dermatologist Albert Kligman.
Yes, and the creature lurking in my yard is the urban bunny.
Ah. Although we might accept the spider, too, I guess. I don't know.
Right, Rosalind, yeah. The spider, Rosalind, yes.
Technically, that's your porch, not the yard, but close enough.
Right.
Who came up with the name Beauty Brains? I'm taking credit for that one.
All right. Yeah, you get credit. Because Beauty Busters was the first, was the working title, but yes. And then the next one is the website that you rant about the most. And of course, that's Refinery 29.
But it's a love-hate relationship, so. Right. You know. Let's be fair.
Absolutely.
And then the website that you consistently you go with behind my back is, of course, Chemist Corner, which is your other website, which is wildly popular for people who are cosmetic chemists.
Yeah, when it's online. A little host problem. Yeah. So there you have it.
The name of the first book.
Oh, that's right. What was the name of our first book? And that was simply The Beauty Brains.
The eponymously titled Beauty Brains. The second book was called Can You Get Hooked on Lip Balm?
Yeah. What was the... Did we have a tagline?
Yeah, it was like lotions, potions... Oh, for the first one? No, no tagline for the first one. No.
No, I think we had a tag. I think it was Real Scientists Answer Your Beauty
Questions.
Oh, well,
okay, sure. I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
But the second one was lotions, potions, and something or other.
Yeah. It was written by some PR company.
So anyway, so there you go. Good. I hope good luck with getting the answers to those, everybody. Hope you did well.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.